What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 24th, 2016. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Understandably, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of quick program notes. Next Wednesday, our third hour guest will be Vince Foster Witness, Patrick Knowlton, telling us about what he saw and the harassment he suffered when he basically told a story that doesn't line up with the official propaganda that you're supposed to believe, like loyal Americans. Today, in our third hour, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us here. And let's see. Oh, I don't know. What are we going to start with? Anything interesting happening today? What a difference a day makes. When we signed off our show yesterday, everybody was pretty much resigned to the fact that Brexit was going to fail. Even Nigel Farage had come on out and said, yeah, they stole it fair and square. There were reports of massive election fraud all over the place. People were being told to use these graphite pencils that are easy to erase. The elections commissioner admitted some of the machines counting these ballots were only registering the remain votes and ignoring the leave votes. And somebody actually got a video of a poll worker appearing to be erasing and changing the ballots. So at that point, it looked like, you know, the New World Order was going to hijack the election yet again. And then late in the evening, as the more outlying regions came on in, it swung back to the lead for Leave, and Leave has won. Brexit has succeeded, or at least the vote has succeeded. And everybody's over there saying, see EU later. And Nigel Farage, of course, pleasantly surprised in the middle of the night, has declared victory for ordinary people, which is exactly what this is. Because this was all about the money junkies and the Eurocrats against ordinary working people. And basically, it's a mass popular uprising against the London and Brussels elites. And it defied almost every expert prediction, because all the experts were working for the Eurocrats and the money junkies. And there was a huge amount of fraud. Now, let's start on the assumption that the official numbers are correct, which was 52% leave, 48% stay, 4-point spread. And the leave people say, well, it's not that big a difference. People still really don't know what's going on. Maybe we should have another referendum. Maybe we should just cancel it and start all over. They're desperate to try and avoid the reality. But if you believe the official numbers, basically the results are 48% of the British people are obedient sheep who will do what the government, media, bankers, clergy, and a bunch of has-been celebrities desperate for attention tell them to do. 52% of the British people are intelligent folk who look at the facts and decide for themselves. And again, I don't think those numbers are accurate. I think somebody made a huge miscalculation. There was massive fraud, but not enough. Remember what I've said before. Vote fraud can swing an election a few percentage points. It can't reverse a landslide, and that's what they were up against. And everybody's unhappy about that. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is out there talking to people he knows in Great Britain. We've gotten a lot of email from folk over there, which is in the reader's letter section about what's going on. And basically, a member of the British Army told Paul Craig Roberts 90% of the people in his unit were voting to leave, and they were voting exit because they don't want to be involved in any more of Washington, D.C.'s wars. And he said, everybody in the British Army knows these wars are all created by Washington through Brussels and not by the British people. And he said the soldiers all took their own pens to the ballot box, because that was one of the big concerns. The polling places were providing these easy-to-erase graphite pencils and telling people not to use pens just in case the ballots got wet, which was nonsense, because somebody who wrote into our show yesterday said she had taken a piece of paper, drawn an X on it with a ballpoint pen, put it out in the rain, and the mark stayed there. And there was one woman who showed up at a polling place with a box of pens to hand them out. The police came and took her away. Now, she wasn't arrested, but they just didn't want her in there, letting people mark ballots in ways where they couldn't be changed. So I think the real numbers for Brexit were probably 60, possibly as high as 80% that were going into the newspapers. And the vote fraud wasn't able to overcome that. Now, hang on to those numbers because they'll be important a little bit later in analyzing what's going on. Boris Johnson, of course, is delighted. Thanks, voters, for backing Brexit. Says we're still European. We're still going to be friends. We're still going to do trade. Nothing has really changed except that giant sucking sound at our wallets from Brussels is going to go away. Now, there is a possibility that Boris Johnson may be the next Prime Minister of Great Britain, because Cameron has tendered his resignation effective October, which gives him 4 months to play around here. But basically what it came down to, the issues that powered the Brexit, was Brussels was too remote, too opaque, and not accountable enough to the people it was meant to serve. And Republican and Democratic Party leaderships, please take note. Now we're going to say hello out there to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the victory of the Brexit in Great Britain last night, and the repercussions are being felt all over the place. Stock markets from Asia to here in the U.S. just got hammered. And what has happened is Britain is now in the lead of this anti-establishment rebellion that is starting to spread across the globe. Now, Cameron has resigned, but it's effective in October. So that gives him 4 months to come up with some way to reverse this. Now, we know Parliament could take it on themselves to say, well, the referendum is advisory. We're not obligated to go along with it, and we know better than you serfs, so we're going to go back and stay with the European Union. Even though Cameron was paying lip service to the fact that Parliament has to follow the will of the people. Technically, Parliament could change themselves. But here's where it gets sticky. I'm sure the people in Parliament know what the real numbers for leave versus remain were. And I don't think any of them want to go into a re-election campaign with anywhere between 60 and 80% of the voters ready to give them a pink slip. So Parliament may back off unless they have got some kind of an excuse to say, well, see, we have to stay in the EU. There's been a horrible terror attack. And right on cue, Rita Katz over at Site Intelligence has released a telegram where ISIS is going to attack London and as soon as they're out of the EU. And some of the media spin is that the Brexit is a success for ISIS. It's a victory for ISIS, and then the others are saying it's a victory for Putin. This is Putin's doing. It's all his fault. Now, calmer voices are looking at what's going on and realizing that the will of the people is or should be the law of the land, and it's time for changes. Francois Hollande is saying, yeah, the European Union requires profound change at this point. Other European leaders like Merkel are just out there wringing their hands and saying, this wasn't supposed to happen. We had a deal with Satan that we were going to win this. Now, this is a tremendous victory. It's not the end of the war. Because, as I stated yesterday, the money junkies who have they've invested decades and trillions to build this global government, global private central bank prison in which to enslave all humanity. And they're not going to let a little thing like the voters get in their way. I guarantee you they're cooking up some kind of a scheme to invalidate or reverse this. And so, obviously, we have a day to host the champagne and celebrate. But this isn't over. It isn't over till the fat lady pukes. So here's what's going on. We have all these stories coming out, like the Daily Mail, who would be Nexit, the Swexit, the Chexit, the Frexit, and everybody loves playing around with that word here. But they're realizing that there has already been a lot of stress in the EU, both because of the predations of the European Central Bank and this ridiculous forced migration policy, which was a major, major factor in the leave vote. And here's what's really been going on. Originally, the European Union was sold to the member nations of Europe as an open borders collective for unrestricted trade within the bloc. That was what it was supposed to be. But the EU Commission quickly mutated, it metastasized into this unelected, unimpeachable totalitarian dictatorship serving corporate interests. It's so bad, Mikhail Gorbachev described it as the USSR dressed in Western clothing. Now, the member states of the EU know this, especially down in Greece, but they weren't sure they could do anything about it. But the first step to being to doing anything is to realize it is possible to succeed. And now that Britain has won the election to exercise Article 50 of the EU Charter, which allows member states to leave, we're going to see more and more EU member nations start the process. France is already talking about a referendum. The Netherlands, they're all straining at the bit. And the question is, what are the New World Order globalists going to come up with to re-enslave the British people, to stop this flight to freedom? Because this isn't just the loss of Great Britain. This is the beginning of the dissolving of that whole New World Order global government agenda. And they are in a panic. They are desperate, and desperate people will take desperate measures. And I'm not the only one thinking about that. Over an Investment Watch blog, they've got an article. Prepare the false flag watch. The Brexit just triggered an already frantic elite into desperately holding on to their monopoly. So everyone's talking about Grexit, Frexit, Drexit, whatever they're. I have one. I have one. It's time for the FedExit. That's the next one. The FedExit. You know what I'm talking about here. What's really interesting, of course, is how many of the establishment were completely wrong. And, of course, anybody who relied on the establishment were completely wrong. Apparently, all those bookies who were taking bets on the Brexits, some of them are in real serious trouble right now. Those polls that they were putting out there just before the actual vote were completely flat-out wrong. And even Bloomberg felt it was necessary to get on out there and comment on how all the expert propaganda was completely wrong. Well, there's a simple reason for that. All the so-called exit propaganda is in the employ of the money junkies and the governments. They're going to come on out there and say, oh yes, this is what's going on, and you should just go along with our advice. Just like phony scientists pushing human-caused global warming. Now, here's something very interesting. This is over in the Washington Post, and they're commenting on the fact that Google showed a huge surge in online searches about what the European Union is right after the vote results were announced. And the Washington Post is trying to spin it. Oh, those stupid Leave voters, they didn't even know what they were voting for, and now they're trying to find out. Aren't they silly? We shouldn't be listening to them at all. Well, that's completely nonsense. There's no way to know if somebody doing a Google search voted leave or remain. And I would suggest that what's going on is the supporters of remain, who have never been intellectually impressive when they're interviewed on the streets by the media, are now trying to find out just what it was about the EU that created such opposition. And if anything, I think this is going to increase Euroscepticism. We've got phone calls all over the place. I'm going to start taking them. Dave in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dave in Nevada. Dave, are you... now I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, I called you the other day and about the Brexit thing. And, first of all, I think you're correct. The reason why the polls, the numbers came out the way they did is because the actual numbers were so such a landslide that was the reality, as opposed to being closer to 50-50, which is what they're purporting it to be. Yeah. And that's how I think Donald Trump's been winning as well, even in the when there was kind of all this controversy with the votes in the United States being very close. It was just so landslide that they couldn't even manipulate the numbers here. And I think that's
part of it as well. But I mean, you know, the real vote fraud in the American elections is on the Democratic side.
Right.
And again, the corporate media isn't covering any of this. Major lawsuit out of Ohio regarding the primaries. Two lawsuits in California so far. And it's a major, major problem. But again, this should make us a little more optimistic. If we can motivate enough people to vote, you know, Hillary can't come up with enough vote fraud to overcome a landslide. If the European Central Bank and the EU commissions and David Cameron and all the rest of them couldn't come up with enough vote riggers to stop a Brexit landslide, then Hillary certainly can't.
Yeah, and I think that's a simple lesson that we should all take. If there's a landslide, they can't manipulate it, or it's very difficult to.
It's also very risky, because if there's a landslide and everybody's talking to everybody else and said, we were all voting for Trump, where did all these votes for Hillary come from?
Exactly.
Then, you know, people edge closer to that realization and acknowledgement that our elections are fraudulent in this country. And it is the illusion that we still have some control over this government that keeps most people in their place, keeps them obedient, keeps them working, keeps them paying taxes, keeps them sending off their kids to war. This faith that somehow this is still under their control. When they realize the degree to which they've been totally disenfranchised by a fraudulent election system, then the government's legitimacy is absolutely gone.
Right. And the second thing I wanted to comment on was I asked you where you thought the markets might be going, and they told us today, because the Dow is down over 600 points right now.
Yes.
And gold is up over, it's probably up like $50, but it was up over $100 last night before it settled today.
A lot of people are panicking, but, you know, I don't think this is the beginning of the big crash. I think by Monday, the various plunge protection teams will be working to stabilize the market. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed this earlier in the week, they were running up the Dow as high as they could to sort of cushion a possible crash.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm just curious to see exactly how this plays out, because I don't know if it's a cover, or I don't know if it's just a temporary glitch because of the Brexit thing. But because I know that George Soros made a huge play on gold, and gold is starting to spike. So we'll see what happens. But not everything's in his hands. So.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure people with the kind of wealth George Soros have were probably betting on both sides, you know, covering the spread, so to speak. All right. Dave, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Randy in Texas. Aloha, Randy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. I was just calling up. I said I may have found a factual error in the book Crisis of Conscience, in which they were talking about how Hillary Clinton had grabbed a Bible and threw it at the back of an agent's head. There was no mention of Hillary bursting into flames when she grabbed that Bible.
Well, when you consider Hillary, I mean, she's flameproof. I mean, you know, she's probably a regular visitor down there in the dark regions. She'd have to be flameproof.
Yep. Also, without getting too graphic, you were talking about how Claire's panties were stolen when she went through TSA.
Yeah, that was just so bizarre.
Yes. Next time you go on a flight somewhere, wear several pairs of Claire's panties before you go on to the flight, and mix them in there just to really screw with TSA.
Well, I had another idea that was sent in to me by a listener, and that's to sort of put in a candy G-string to distract them. And they'll take that, they'll be happy with that, and they'll leave my wife's undies alone. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Randy. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
BRICS. Britain, Russia, India, China, South Africa.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, if they can't get Britain back, it's over. Because there's no way Germany can prop up this musical chairs by itself.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And there's a very large Eurosceptic contingent in Germany, and the only reason they're not going anywhere is Angela Merkel is fully on board this New World Order agenda because she wants a shot at that golden throne of planet Earth.
Hey, now, I bet you the U.S. did a little more to try to get the Donbass and the Ukraine on because, like, that's the industrial part of the Ukraine. And Ukraine joining the EU, they don't want it because they ain't got really nothing but that farmland. So, I mean, that was probably could have helped out with, you know, if Britain left. But there's no way, like, Turkey can – there's just no way for them to keep this going without Britain.
It's a huge mess. It's a huge, huge mess. And you're right. The original plan was they were going to overthrow the government of Kiev, which had decided to move closer to Russia and reject the European Union. They put in Poroshenko. who immediately started sidling up to the European Union, but you had the Eastern breakaway republics, and you've had the ensuing war to the point where Ukraine doesn't really have much in the way of assets left. The factories are all blown up. The agricultural fields, are they've been abandoned, neglected, if not absolutely burned down. And Ukraine is just carrying this crippling debt load. Bringing it into the EU is like carving another hole in the bottom of the Titanic. And so that whole plan is falling apart. And you're absolutely right. The EU cannot sustain its accumulated debt imposed by the European Central Bank without Britain. Britain and Germany were basically holding the whole thing up. Now Germany is looking at carrying that load all by themselves, along with, obviously, the fact that those migrants who are not able to get to Great Britain anymore are going to turn around and head for Germany.
And one thing, I don't think there'll be a false flag with an ISIS person doing it, just because if that happens, then you'll see just so many people wanting to leave because of the migration issue, the immigration issue will take front and center, and that's...
Yes.
Part of the economy, also because of them, the immigrants taking people's jobs, lower wages, and I just can't see them pulling something like that now. They can do a lot. I'll tell you one thing. I think
Here's the problem. I don't think they can pull it off. I agree with you, but that doesn't mean they're not desperate enough to try. Because the alternative is to sit back and say, okay, we failed to build our global government and our global banking cartel. We have failed, and these are people who are not used to failure, not used to admitting failure. They're not emotionally prepared to deal with having failed such a grand plan. And that's why they're just going to keep on going until they make a mistake that's so big, the entire world is going to turn against them.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you here. We're going to start with John in Barbados. And John, we're going to have to take you over the commercial break. I know you've got a lot to share with us.
Okay, Michael. Well, firstly, I've just not been able to stop smiling to myself since about 3 o'clock in the morning our time, and they've passed that point of no return.
Yes. I got you. I was looking at your emails coming on in here, yes.
And the thing is, I was watching the various leaders making statements, and what really took me by surprise was the EU Commission leader, Mr. Juncker, and he clearly was in a bit of a tizzy, and he said, "Britain should invoke Article 50 now. Don't wait." You know, and you could see by the look on his face, he was really shocked and angry about it.
He has a right to be. I mean, he thought this path from North American Union and European Union to global union was set in stone. And these are people who are not used to having voters get in their way. Because if the EU Commission, they're self-appointed, self-elected. They're above the will of the people. And that's why this is a real bitter pill for them to take. John, I got to put you on hold. You got to take a 4-minute break for commercials. And we'll be back talking with you after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just scratch yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with John in Barbados about the Brexit and its ramifications. And, John, we got time to talk now.
Okay, then, Michael. Thank you very much. Yeah, Mr. Trump was in Scotland opening his golf course, and he made a brilliant statement after the result. And I thought it was quite a considered statement and very complimentary, both of himself and and Britain and this close relationship we've had for how many donkey's years.
Well, you know, Trump is always going to be very complimentary to himself.
And what I particularly notice in the press, in the UK, in any event, is that this anti-establishment vote, it seems to be a trend and is looking good for Mr. Trump as being the next president of the US.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that because it is basically established that all of this open borders nonsense is not sitting well with ordinary people. And it was a major component of the Brexit victory. It's going to be a major factor in the U.S. election. And sitting up there and screaming that you're racist for not allowing just everybody to pour across the border, commit crimes, bring contagious diseases, it doesn't work.
Well, the main thing I want to warn people is don't be too despondent with the market reactions because, well, at least not in Britain anyway. Because we are now free of the EU straitjacket, we can now trade with 168 other countries that are not part of the EU. And more important than that, in one night, 10% reduction in the value, or a little more than 10% reduction in the value of the currency, means Britain now has an enormous competitive advantages over the EU and groups like NAFTA. I mean,
yeah, it's immediately a benefit. Plus, they're not going to be paying taxes to Brussels any longer. I mean, this is all upside for Great Britain. And by the way, you know, if the result had really been as close as they're trying to tell you, wouldn't you be seeing protests and even riots from the Remain camp? And you're not. I mean, I think ordinary people talking to each other understand that the Brexit did win in a landslide despite the vote fraud, and everybody's saying, okay, that's just the way it's going to go.
I think that will also restrict the government in what it does, because they know the real landslide that took place in those votes. They know how much went to Brexit and how much went to Remain, and I think the Remain vote probably ended up mainly in Scotland, and I think it was Remain
and London, especially around the financial senators. It was mainly Scotland and London, and we'll get to that in a little bit here. But I know a lot of people in Great Britain who voted for the exit have suffered economically as a result. And I want to remind everybody that the signers of our own Declaration of Independence were all wealthy men when they signed that document. But in the ensuing revolution, most of them lost their fortunes. But to them, it was worth it for that chance at freedom. And so we need to keep that in mind, because we need to go back to a world where there are other priorities than the accumulation of stacks of ink and paper.
Well, I'm suffering here from a fixed income because I'm a pensioner.
Yes.
And, of course, my pension it remains the same, but when it's transferred to Barbados, it's quite a few less dollars than I would expect. But anyway, I still smile. I don't care.
Whoa. That sounded bad.
As long as we dump the EU, it doesn't matter.
I think that was the EU imploding right behind you from the sound of it. Anyway, listen, John, we're going to let you go, and thank you for the insights and information. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the political ramifications, and it is weird. Okay, Jeremy Corbyn is now facing a no-confidence motion following the Brexit vote. And apparently there are Labour MPs who are hostile to him, who want him out of the leadership position. And so two other MPs, Margaret Hodge and Ann Coffey, are out there trying to launch a no-confidence vote and kick him out. The Labour Party is going to tear itself apart in the aftermath. Everybody's looking for somebody else to blame for what happened here. Okay, moving on here. Now, the European Jewish Congress president opposes Brexit. Why? Because it conflicts with Jewish interests. You British go back to being the slaves of the European Union because that's what's good for Israel. For whatever that's worth here. Another story coming on out of, Daily Mail. Europe will fall very soon. Even members of the European Parliament are saying that the EU is going to be gone within 5 years. Could even be sooner than that. Now, Russia has issued a statement saying that the Brexit opens a door for new direct relations with Great Britain. the U.S. is out there saying Brexit is Putin's victory. This is all Russia trying to wreck our plans for a global government and a global central bank. Bad Russia, bad Putin, bad Putin. The globalists are basically throwing a tantrum. They're down on the floor, kicking and screaming and crying and shouting, "You don't love us anymore." And my reply to that is, "We never did." Now, Spain is demanding shared sovereignty over Gibraltar, where 95% of the people there wanted to remain in the EU. There are going to be some dramatic changes here. Now, up in Scotland, where they want to remain part of the EU, they're going to have another independence referendum. And it gets even more bizarre than that. There's an online petition suggesting that Scotland and the area around London form a new country, and the rest can go off and be Great Britain, and this London and Scotland can go back to being buddy-buddy with the European Union. And I don't think that's going to go anywhere, because certainly London's financial interests are going to be tangled up with this private central banking stuff, but the working people of Scotland are going to bear the brunt of the costs of it all. And without the rest of England, they can't sustain those debts. But nobody's really thinking rationally. They're all out there, my agenda or else, I need to be right. I have to be right and you all have to be wrong because I'm always right and you're always wrong. And even NBC is freaking out, saying the Brexit is going to lead, he literally said, threatens Western civilization. No, it doesn't. It's threatening the Western-dominated banking industry, but that's not civilization. They like to think they're the core of our civilization, because we're all forced to be dependent on their pieces of ink and paper. But it's like my reply when people write in saying, you're trying to destroy the country. It's, no, I'm just angry with the government. Well, you can't destroy the government without destroying the country. That's absurd. The Nazis are gone. Germany's doing pretty well, or it was until it joined the European Union. Stalin is gone. Russia's great. We can't allow ourselves to be persuaded to think that what is good for bankers is what's best for us, because it never is. Private central banks do not serve the nation and the people. They serve themselves at the expense of the nation and the people. Okay, we've talked about Brexit enough. We need to get on to the campaign here. And we're seeing another article coming out of the Daily Bell where more and more we're seeing elements of the neocon movement, the pro-war American empire, endorsing Hillary Clinton. Remember when it used to be the Republicans who were viewed as the warmongers? Now it's going to be the Democrats. And one of the issues that a lot of voters are very concerned about is it almost doesn't seem to matter anymore if you vote for the Republicans or the Democrats. The agenda is still war and conquest. And the reason is very simple. In the years since the Bretton Woods Agreement was signed, the American financial sector got lazy. They let our amazing manufacturing decline in quantity and quality. Even our latest weapons are just junk, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. In other words, without that piece of the action of everybody else's trade and banking around the world by forcing them to use the U.S. dollar, there's nothing left to hold the U.S. economy up. That's what this nonsense is all about, trying to drag the world back to Bretton Woods, trying to make sure that all raw materials around the globe are traded only for the U.S. dollar. That's it, right there. That's the cause of World War III. And Hillary is fully on board with that. More and more scandals surfacing from her email. Apparently, Hillary failed to hand over a key email to the State Department. And this was a message involving problems caused by her use of a private homebrew email server. And what it confirms is that, no surprise to anybody who understands the Clintons, Hillary Clinton did not turn over all her work-related emails. And there was probably a lot of other relevant information in those 30,000 documents she deleted. So once again, she's been proven to lie. She didn't turn over all the work-related documents. Now, apparently, Hillary Clinton's State Department calendar is missing entries that should, under the rules, be there. And they pick out one example where back in September 2009, she attended a private breakfast with influential Wall Street and business leaders. But the identities of who she met with are not on her official State Department calendar, which is, that's required. When you are working as Secretary of State, everything that you do as Secretary of State has to be documented, and those are public record. And Hillary just didn't do that. Tom DeLay is out there again saying his FBI sources say they're ready to indict Hillary. I'm sure you're as impatient as I am that it actually happened. But if the FBI is ready to indict Hillary and they are not, it means they are being ordered not to. And that's obstruction of justice. And that is an impeachable offense. All it's going to take is for one FBI whistleblower to come forward and say, we were ordered by the White House not to go forward, and it's time to rack up impeachment charges against Barack Obama. I don't care if it's December 20th. He's so obsessed with his legacy right now. Even if it's December 20th, just coming up on Christmas, impeach him, throw him out of office. That will be his legacy. Now, DC Dave has a new article out there, the latest FBI fakery on the death of Vince Foster. The Clinton campaign is very, very nervous because Donald Trump's listing of all the scandals has made them all current events. Hillary's defenders like to go around saying, oh, that's old history. That's 20 years ago, 10 years ago. This was like 3 months ago. We don't need to talk about it again. Yeah, we do. The entirety of the Clinton criminal career is now a current event thanks to Donald Trump. So DC Dave is noticing back on June 2nd of this month, June 2nd, 2016, there was a story in the Daily Mail that tried to put a new spin on the death of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, saying that he was driven to suicide because Hillary Clinton was bullying him and humiliating him in front of the White House aides. And the story was picked up by all the corporate media saying, see, it really was a suicide. And yes, Hillary shares some of the responsibility, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. Nobody did any fact checking because on the day that the Daily Mail says this bullying and humiliation took place, Hillary Clinton was not in the White House. She was in Hawaii. And nobody gets bullied into committing suicide at that level. If the bullying and humiliation were impossible to take, Vince Foster had the option of resignation. People commit suicide only when they feel they're trapped and they have no other options. Foster could have walked. And the indications are he was getting ready to resign, not over any bullying or humiliation, but because he was being asked to sign and validate a presidential blind trust declaration, which we now know was fraudulent from testimony that came forward in the Whitewater investigation. And as the lawyer preparing the documents and sending them in, Foster would have gone to prison for that. And maybe he just decided he wasn't going to take that risk. Only a week or so ago, before his death, he'd given a speech at a university stressing personal integrity. And the center portion of what we're told is Foster's suicide note, the portion that's actually written by Foster, appears to be the outline of a resignation letter. The parts above and below that attempt to make it look like a suicide note were written in somebody else's hand. But they're out there desperate for anything that's going to save the Empress Hillary. And, you know, there's something we all need to realize. A lifetime spent dodging responsibility for your actions does not qualify one to be president of the United States of America. We want presidents who are responsible, who will take responsibility for what they do, and not just find somebody to blame. We want presidents who follow the rules and the law and the Constitution, not just mouth the words and think that Bible they're swearing an oath on is just a prop. Now, the media is attacking Donald Trump for attacking the Empress Hillary. And over at ABC News, they have an article about fact check. Trump repeats myth about Benghazi and more. And they basically go on down the line of Donald Trump's comments in the speech. And ABC's response to each one of them is, it's wrong because the government says. It's wrong because the government says that. It's wrong because the government said this. So, and let's face it, if you can't trust ABC, the Food Lion Network, who can you trust? After all, ABC was right about Saddam's nuclear... After all, ABC was right about human-caused global... Well, never mind that. Anyway, here's what's going on. The Clinton crimes that Trump listed were aided and abetted by the corporate TV networks who promulgated the cover story. Vince Foster committed suicide. All of Bill's sexual assault accusers were worthless sluts. It's all a vast right-wing conspiracy. When Hillary's crimes are revealed, the media takes another hit, and they can't afford it, with trust in the corporate media at an all-time low. So ABC is basically out there simply repeating the assertions without any facts. They're just out there saying Trump's a liar. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. awake, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Hillary's tech goon squad are getting predictable. I start talking about Hillary. What happens? DOS attack at the whatreallyhappened.com server. I think they're just getting tired and bored. They're sitting there looking at the computer and saying, oh, he's talking about Hillary, DOS. They're so transparent. They really, really are. All right. Now then, and I'm going to continue talking about Hillary. Deal with it. So we're looking at all these stories coming out of the corporate media that are attempting to protect the official story surrounding all these crimes and corruptions because they're accessories after the fact. When Foster got murdered, the corporate media went along and said, oh, yes, it's a suicide. Trust us. Absolutely. We wouldn't lie to you. We're the corporate media. But even the corporate media gets cornered by reality and facts. Now, a lot of what Donald Trump had in his speech came out of the book Clinton Cash, which was denounced by one of the networks the other day as saying, oh, it's already been discredited. It's completely discredited, which... No proof. Wait, I don't need to give you proof. Just rest assured, trust me. It's completely discredited. It's full of lies. And yet, there are no less than 11 scandals within Clinton Cash that the corporate media have had to admit are true and verified. Hillary's foundation hid a $2.3 million foreign donation from the head of Russia's government's uranium company that had business before the State Department. This is a clear violation of the Memorandum of Understanding with the Obama administration. The New York Times confirmed that Hillary Clinton violated that Memorandum of Understanding, promising to disclose all foreign donations during her tenure as Secretary of State. It didn't happen. And while Secretary of State, Hillary greased the skids for this Russian uranium company to come in and acquire lands in the United States with uranium ore after the lawful owners had been chased off. Another confirmation, this one from the New Yorker. Bill Clinton bagged $500,000 for a speech paid in Moscow, paid for by a Kremlin-linked bank. That was in the New Yorker. Washington Post was forced to confirm that Hillary's brother sits on the board of a mining company that scored an extremely rare gold exploitation permit in Haiti as part of the we're going to go down and save Haiti from the earthquake damage. Wall Street Journal confirmed Hillary's foundation hid a foreign donation of 2 million shares of stock by a mining executive with business before Hillary's State Department, another violation of that Memorandum of Understanding with the Obama administration. New York Times had to confirm Hillary's approval of the Russian takeover of Uranium One, transferring 20% of all United States uranium to the Russian government. At a time when we're staring at the possibility of a real nuclear war. Okay, we got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. You can go to whatreallyhappened.com and read the rest of the list. The corporate media is saying, oh, it's all lies. But when you look, the corporate media is saying, well, yeah, okay, they're true.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.